This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The Old Testament history of Israel, Genesis 12, the calling of Abraham, all the way through to the book of Malachi. It is the history of Israel, the prophets that were in Israel and what they said and what they wrote down and all of that up to the time of Christ in the New Testament. During a period of time in Israel's history, they had gone away from God. They had forsaken Yahweh to such a degree they chased after idols, and they did this frequently, but this was a tremendously difficult time for them. They really went after idols. They would not repent. The prophets preached to them to turn around, repent, go back to God. They would not do it. And so God allowed 70 years of captivity. The Babylonians came in and took them captive, carried away the talented ones, left the untalented ones in the land, the poor and the uneducated ones in the land, took away the educated to Babylon to be used as slaves. And this was going to go on, according to the prophecy, for 70 years as a consequence for their pursuit of idols. 25 years into the captivity, Ezekiel received prophecies to encourage Israel. 25 years in, Ezekiel the prophet receives prophecies to encourage the kingdom of Israel, which is now in captivity. In Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapters 40 through 48 refer to the kingdom age. The kingdom age is the millennial reign. You know what the millennial reign is? It is the 1,000 years, Revelation 12, 20 and verse 4, 1,000 years where Christ will dwell on the earth and reign as king in Jerusalem, from Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be his home base, his headquarters. And Jesus will be on the earth for 1,000 years, reigning during that time. The millennium, or the kingdom age as it's called, will last 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 years, Jesus will fulfill all of the covenant promises to Israel. All of the promises that God has made to Israel, if they're not fulfilled by the time of the tribulation and the second coming, then they will all be fulfilled in that 1,000-year reign. Not one promise will be left undone. He will fulfill everything because he's faithful to do so. So that's the purpose of the millennial reign. Now, if you want to hear more about the millennial reign, we just so happen to have a class on it on this Wednesday. And that, if you don't know much about it, you don't know what it's about or anything, then 6:30 you want to be in classroom 3 to hear about the millennial reign. But for my portion this morning, I just want to mention this, that at the time Jesus came in the Gospels, he was preaching much of the time. He preached about the kingdom age. He preached about the millennial reign that Israel would finally arrive at, and Israel would be the center, the most important country on the face of the earth. Jerusalem would be the capital of the world, and Jesus would sit there in the temple, and instead of the Holy of Holies in the temple, there would be a throne, and Jesus would sit on it, and from there he would rule the world for that 1,000 years. So much of the preaching in the gospel was aimed at the gospel of the kingdom. Now, the gospel of Christ is what we know, the gospel of grace, which is what was alluded to in the Gospels, but then really given to us through the Apostle Paul, Peter, and the others in the New Testament. That's the gospel of grace that the church age lives under. But Jesus preached much about the gospel of the kingdom, about the millennial reign and what was coming and how Israel would be blessed by God. And so I'll show you a verse on that. In Matthew 4:23, says Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's about concerning the kingdom age, the millennial reign. And he would much of that teaching was regarding that. He was healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So when you go through the Gospels, you have to discern what belongs to the kingdom age and what belongs to the gospel of Christ. And rightly dividing the word of truth, you'll get it. The millennial reign of Christ, or what we're calling the kingdom age, occurs at the end of the great tribulation. You know that at the end of the church age, there is a rapture of the church. Then we go through 7 years of tribulation, and then the second coming of Christ. And then we are introduced to the millennial, or the kingdom age, the 1,000 years of Christ reigning on the earth. That is the eschatology of what is going to take place in the future. But at the return of Jesus Christ in the second coming, he will set up his kingdom upon the earth. As we said, his headquarters will be in Jerusalem, specifically out of the rebuilt temple, which will be fully functional, except in the Holy of Holies will be a throne instead of the Ark of the Covenant. So in considering those things, I know you're thinking real hard this morning, we see the restoration of the Old Testament priests here in Ezekiel 44. This is during that 1,000 years. And the restoration of the priests, and there will actually be sacrifices taking place in the temple as God will teach the Israelites, he will teach the Jews how what those things mean symbolically, how Christ fulfilled them. So he will allow once again the sacrifices in the temple during that time. So in 44:10, there's an interesting portion. And it has to do with the priesthood. The priesthood are the descendants of Aaron. Aaron was Moses' brother, remember? And his descendants alone could be priests. His descendants alone could be priests. They were of the tribe of Levite. The Levites were not all descendants of Aaron, but they were also a set-apart tribe of the 12 tribes. The Levites were set apart to serve the Lord. And within the Levite tribe were the priests, the descendants of Aaron, and they were to do the priestly ministries in the temple. So 44:10 says this, "And the Levites who went far from me, when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me and chased after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity." So here he's telling us that the Levites, who were supposed to be servants in the temple, they strayed away from me, he says. This is the main issue with God. They strayed away from me. And they went after idols. Idols are things that they made important in their life, more important than God. In those days, it could be anything from a golden chicken to a totem pole, to whatever, but it all represented something that they wanted. Whatever they were worshiping could give them something materialistically. And so there was always something in their lives that they wanted more than they wanted God. That's idolatry. And so they went after that, and they went away from him. They forsook him. And he said they will bear their iniquity, or they will experience consequences for that. All priests were divided into two lines. The Abiathar and Zadok were the two priests that came after Solomon, and then their lines went down. The priests of Abiathar forsook the Lord. The priests of Zadok remained faithful to the Lord. So, before the captivity, many priests went astray. He said, they went far from me. They went far from me. And they will bear their consequence. The consequence is not judgment. The consequence is the results of something you do. Consequence, I mean, we go into this once a year, but judgment, Jesus took judgment for sin upon himself. Every sin. Without question, there's not one sin left unjudged. Every sin has been judged upon Jesus Christ. The sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. So you can never say, oh, that guy's house burned down, God must have judged him for his sin. No, God judged Jesus for his sin. Don't take it off of Jesus and put it on him. None of us can bear the judgment of our own sin. One sin will take us to hell. One sin takes us to hell. How are we going to bear the judgment? We don't bear the judgment for sin. We bear the consequence for sin. And sometimes God sends discipline to teach us things because of sin, but never the judgment. The judgment always belongs to Christ, who already paid for it. Which is why every single person on the face of the planet has an opportunity to be saved through Christ. Because he paid for their sins, every single one of them. Tornadoes and hurricanes and bad things happening to people, don't judge them for their sins. Christ paid the penalty for their sin. They are consequences, and there is discipline by God to turn people back to him, and so forth. There is the trial of your faith. There are many other reasons why bad things happen in life. But judgment for sin, God reserved that for Christ, and you don't have to pay for that unless you reject Christ. If you reject Christ, then you'll die in your sins, Jesus said. But if you don't reject Christ, then you never, ever, ever pay for your sins. He paid for them. And to think differently would be an insult to the finished work of Christ. It would be an unfinished work. He paid for my sins, but I got to pay for them too. We're not splitting it 50-50. Half of me is not going to hell. Ezekiel 18:4. Ezekiel starts out this way. He says, by the way, the soul that sins will die, which means eternal separation from God. For one sin, eternal separation from God. Jesus paid for it. That's why you'll never be eternally separated now. You'll always be in his hand. New Testament believers, when they wander away from God, when they go astray, when they chase after idols, when they do those things, and then it's quite possible, Colossians 3:5, he warns the Colossian church about chasing after idols. And same with 1 John, there's a verses in there that says stay away from idols. New Testament believers suffer the loss of reward. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:13, the loss of reward, never eternal separation.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.